720 WGN. It is 4:51. Every day at this time, we all share a story. Everybody came across something that they're like, we have to talk about this. It's sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Lauren?
Okay, so I kind of figured this was perfect since we had the Chicago rat hole back in the news yesterday. Hopefully it will live on. It sounds like they took the whole piece of concrete. I mean, obviously there's going to be more to come there. But it kind of gets into this whole, I love that we as a community in this area seem to just love really mundane things, like these random little attractions. So one of them that a fair amount of people know is the Palatine Snow Pile. You know what I'm talking about?
The Palatine Snow Pile?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been around for several years, but it's not necessarily always the same pile. But it's this pile that always ends up getting stacked next to a parking garage near Dirty Nelly's Gastropub. So that's like 180 North Smith Street. Anyway, so usually that pile that gets, you know, piled there, it takes forever to melt. So like some recent posts on a Facebook page dedicated to like what's happening in Palatine was sharing pictures, I should say. So, I mean, it's been pretty warm. We've had a lot of warm days here.
You're telling me there's still snow there?
Yes.
What?
There's still a snow pile hanging on. It's kind of like this attraction every year that you never really know how long it's going to take for it to melt. But not only that, it's very similar to the rat hole that it just like has all this love. There's a sign posted behind it that reads, "The Eighth Wonder of the World, the Palatine Snow Pile." And then like the things that people say about it are just hilarious. So let me read one post, but I got to get some like proper theme music here. In the heart of the unyielding winter, there stood a mighty snow pile, defying against the warming embrace of the sun. Despite the gentle caress of its rays and the gradual thaw of its surroundings, this resilient mound remained steadfast, clinging to its icy form with unwavering determination. It stood as a symbol of endurance, a testament to resilience in the face of inevitable change.
Mary, you've got competition. She's your new voice actor.
I was going to say she was great for a while. I still started laughing.
I know. I couldn't help it.
I'm surprised she was able to hold on as long as she did.
Oh my God. Like it's
wow, I felt like I was
well
in
written.
A documentary.
It should
Who
be.
Who knew?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So I just love, you know, these little things that just bring us joy.
Well, and Riot Fest wants to buy the rat hole. Did you hear that?
I did hear you talking about that. I love that.
Yes, I think it's probably already pulverized,
really,
but they're willing
they
to pay
didn't.
$5,000 for it. And I say, give it to them. That'd be great.
Oh, for sure.
All right. What's your story, Andy?
Well, the oldest living former major leaguer, Art Shallock, is going to turn 100 on Thursday, and he's being celebrated in the Bay Area and beyond. The memory is still fresh. He was called up by the Yankees to take Mickey Mantle's roster spot in 1951 when the Yankees sent the future Hall of Famer back to the minors. Shallock roomed with Yogi Berra. He was also tasked with collecting the Hall of Famer's comic books from the hotel lobbies each morning, and something he didn't mind at all. Left-handed pitcher, he won 3 World Series rings from 1951 to 53. He only pitched in the 53 series, and he only retired Brooklyn's Jackie Robinson during a two-inning outing in Game 4. Overall, 6-7 with a 4.02 ERA over 5 seasons in 58 games in the big leagues. He still wears one of the World Series rings on his pitching hand, and he shakes his head when people ask him about what money he made because he signed with the Dodgers for $5,000, and if he lasted past June 1st, he would receive another $5,000, which is a far cry from what everybody else makes. That's like meal money over the 2 weeks. He's been signing his share of baseballs lately leading up to this rare club that he's going about to enter at age 100. They're going to throw him a party at the assisted living facility that he's living in right now in Napa Valley, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool thing that he's still around and still has a pretty sharp memory about some of those famous names that he was able to kind of rub elbows with.
Where are the comic books? That would make him a lot of money.
That would. I mean, I think basically what they were, I think they were the funny pages, basically, is what they used to call
the funny
them.
Pages.
So he'd have to go to the lobby and get the newspaper for Yogi Berra, and he was happy to do it.
Wow.
I'm sure
What's your story, Mary?
I'm sure he can't get that ring off
either. No, probably right.
So I have another octogenarian story. A 100-year-old woman, she's an avid traveler, and she feels like she's going through her second childhood. Her name is Mildred Kirschenbaum, And she's always on a plane, but because of a glitch in the airline computer system, now she shows up as an unescorted minor because she puts the number 23 as the year she was born, because they only ask for two digits, you know. And so she puts 23, so everyone thinks she was born in 2023 instead of 1923, and that she's a minor. So whenever she goes to check in, somebody says, oh, here, you know, we have to get you a escort to help you through TSA because you're a minor. So she has to sit there and wait for this person to show up. And she says they can't figure out how to fix it.
Okay, it's crazy. That's ridiculous because that would be a one-year-old.
Exactly.
Exactly.
They think she's a one-year-old. So they all show up and she's so mad because she owned her own travel agency. She's really with the program and she's always traveling. And now every time she goes, she has to have an escort through the TSA.
I want to be traveling at 100.
I know, really. I love this lady.
And I would take the escort. I would take the escort in my condition right now because anything that'll get you through that TSA line just a little bit quicker.
And it is great if you have a, you know, get into a wheelchair and stuff because then, I mean, you know, that you whip through the airport. You whip through TSA. You whip, whip, whip. So, you know, I don't know. But she doesn't like it. It makes her mad. I love that.
All right. Coming up next, Leland Vittert joins us. He'll be covering the protests that are happening not just on Chicago college campuses, but universities around the nation. Kevin Powell checks in from Hallis Hall. He's covering the NFL draft. We'll talk to another owner of a shop in Wheaton, and Rich DeMuro talks tech. It's all after the news with Lauren Lapka from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.